Time once again for our Tibbetts Talk, and this is kind of the off-season, obviously, for Tibbetts, with no big events going on inside the theater right now, although we got a couple of movies coming up and some other things slowly transitioning back here, we hope anyway, for theaters around the state of Michigan. On the line with us this morning to talk about some of the things that are happening are Tertia Odisher, who's the Audience Services Director, and also the Operations Director, and that's Stephanie Burdick. One of the things during this off time, Stephanie, that you guys have been working on this past week was actually bringing down that huge chandelier and cleaning it, probably something that people don't think about actually has to be done on a regular basis.
That's true, and actually we don't bring it down every year. It's every few years, and this year we did a little bit of repair on it because some of the crystals needed to be tightened up a little bit, and it was really interesting, and it was really cool because not a lot of people have the opportunity to touch the chandelier or to see it from a different vantage point. I was actually fortunate enough to go up into the dome area and help guide Dave as it was coming back up, and so that was a lot of fun too.
Now, the chandelier itself has a pretty storied history for Tibbetts, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It goes way back to the the 1880s, and the cool thing about this is that when the theater was going to be closed and turned into a parking lot in the late 50s, early 60s, the manager at the time passed out some of those crystals to patrons as kind of like mementos. And then when they decided that, hey, this is a really cool place, we shouldn't throw it away, they ended up putting a call out to get those crystals back, and a lot of people actually returned them. It's not the full thing, but it's a cool story to go with it.
Yeah, there you go. Tertia, let's talk a little bit about what is kind of the plan going ahead here, because you do have some events going on, and within that, you're having to do some retraining of folks with, obviously, the new protocols, right?
Yes, we've got some movies coming up, and Quincy Drama Society is actually going to perform at the theater, so we have quite a few events coming up that we will need help with as far as counting people to make sure that we have the right number according to the guidelines and helping to direct them throughout the theater just to keep everybody socially distanced and safe while they're at the theater.
So you're organizing the training for those people. If someone's interested in helping being a part of that, just contact you at the office?
Yes, they can contact me at the office at 278-6029.
Also coming up, when the theater is open up, and one of the things that is a nice piece that was added a couple of years ago is the Ghost Light Bar at the Tibbetts, and there's training for the people who will be bartenders for that too, right, Stephanie?
That's correct, and actually we do have an online training program through the state of Michigan, so if somebody is interested in becoming certified to be a legal bartender, then they can give me a call at the office as well, and I can hook them up with that. All I need is a valid email address, and we take care of the price for our volunteers to go through that training.
So we mentioned, Tertia, events that are coming up. You mentioned the Quincy Drama Society is going to be there. There's some movies that are being presented as well. And down the road, you're looking at a concert this summer with the Eagles Tribute Band and those kinds of things. Folks, best bet just to follow the website to keep up to date on what is kind of slowly trickling back in?
Yes, we update the website quite often, and that does have all of the upcoming events, so people can go there, look at our calendar, and decide what they'd like to attend.
All right, at the Tibbetts.org website, that's the best source for that. It's Stephanie Burdick, who's the Operations Director, and Tertia Odisher, the Audience Services Director for the Tibbetts Opera House, with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, AM 1590 at FM 95.5 WTVB.